Magnum believes in true pleasure, and fashion icon Iris Apfel has been true to her pleasure every day for 97 years.
I've done many things that have given me really true pleasure. I look at the world as though I'm discovering it for the first time. You might as well enjoy every minute. Never, never stop being authentic. You're not risking, you're not living. And please, be true to yourself.
Magnum by Iris Apfel.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloane, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio. Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto.
Joey Grant,
the Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina, Coochie, Coochie, Coo.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens. Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon that's on YouTube. Go check it out, okay? And joining me is the hilarious man who also co-hosts the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast, which covers all things Bachelor and Bachelorette. Fabulous podcast, fabulous. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
Well, hey, man.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
How's everything going today?
You know, the Starbucks is kicking in, and I'm really feeling excited about what this podcast will bring us, because we are going to be talking about Southern Charm New Orleans. But before we do that, we just got done with a crazy, hectic, fabulous, and so much fun three-city tour. I call it the AFC North Tour for you sports fans out there, where we went to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Baltimore. We had so much fun. Great, great fun. And the reason I mention that is because we are bringing our show to other cities starting this fall. We are off until the end of September. And then from there, we are going to Charlotte, Nashville, two shows in Atlanta, Carrboro, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, two shows in New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and our last show of the year is Seattle. We have one or two other cities that are going to be in the mix as well that have not been announced, but we highly encourage you to come because it's great to be with your people. We feed off your energy. We have a great time. You'll have a great time. We all get to meet each other, and it's just a great way to spend a night. So go to watchacrappens.com and get your tickets. Invite a friend and come to our shows.
Yes. Also, at watchwhatcrappens.com, you'll find links to our Patreon, which is where our bonus episodes, our Crappens On Demand video recaps, and t-shirt links, all that good stuff. There's free delivery on t-shirt orders or merch order, any merch. There's lots of merch over there. There's lots of fun stuff. So go to check that out. There's free shipping on orders of 45 or more at crappinsmerch.com. So just go to watchwithcrappins.com, okay?
Yeah, we encourage you all to do it. So there's also lots of other stuff to shill, but we are going to table that because we are sitting at not just a table, we're sitting at a Thanksgiving table, okay? I don't know why I'm making a strange table transition in Ramona voice, but I'm doing it and I'm leading into it, okay?
It is Friendsgiving still on Southern Charm NOLA.
Yes, and if anyone watched last episode, they saw that that guy, what was his name, Doug, the gay?
Doug.
Yeah, so Doug told...
Messy Doug.
Messy Doug. Doug, last episode, Doug told Jeff, like, I really have to tell you this, Regan's pregnant. And which then caused Jeff to spiral madly out of control.
Yeah, and a lot of hand on the forehead acting in this with Doug and Jeff both.
Yeah.
And so we open with that. And Jeff's like, God, why did you tell me right now? God, this is enough to put me over the edge.
Yeah.
And then Tamika, of course, giving her ongoing Speedy Gonzalez Yelp review at all times of everything around her. Like, are we sitting down right now? Like, what are we supposed to be doing? Are we supposed to be sitting down? Like, what kind of Friendsgiving is this? Like, seriously? Like, what are we doing right now? Are we eating? Like, are we sitting? Are we standing? Like, what's
happening right now? Is it like Gumbo? Like, is this a Friendsgiving? Or is it like a friend minus one giving? Like, what's going on? So, yeah. Because she's basically New Orleans version of Bethany. So there's like tension at the table when Jeff finally comes and everyone's looking. I noticed also, by the way, I was so sad. Did you notice this, Ronnie? That Rachel has been demoted from everyone's friend to Jeff's friend. I was like, what happened to everyone's friend?
Yeah, she had a rough Reagan episode, so they had to start specifying.
Yeah, exactly.
She did get another upgrade, though, later in the episode.
Yeah.
It went back to everyone's friend.
Oh, but did
for
it?
Now, she's, yeah. When she came into the event at the end, she was back. Was that her husband she was with?
She was with some guy. I didn't notice it because I noticed in the middle of the episode when she met with Reagan, she was then Reagan's friend. So basically, her title got bounced around a lot. Like, I'm glad that she wound up being everyone's friend in the end. I was worried that there was like some drama. She has like, I like that her Chiron has feuds with other Chirons, basically.
Yeah, her Chirons are arguing.
So anyway, so Tamika's like, why is there tension? There's like tension right now, and I don't understand why there's tension, you know, happening right now. So Jeff is like, well, Doug just told me that Reagan's pregnant. And Tamika's like, did you not know? I thought you knew. Like, I thought you knew. And it's like, Tamika, did you happen to see a giant Viking running through the gravel pits of New Orleans? No, that means he didn't know.
Yeah, but he did just go running through the streets. They're like, oh, God, didn't you already run through the streets over this? Jesus, lock the doors.
He's like, no, I was running through the streets because I found out that Reagan just kicked me off of her family Starbucks plan.
Yeah, family Starbucks plan. I don't know if that's a thing. Oh, God, if only that were a thing. So Tamika's like, yeah, did you not know? I felt like you knew. Like, you're ride or die for each other. Like, in each other's worlds, you're like this. You're like ride or die, like ride or die. And he's like, dude, the last time I talked to her, I'm hiding these groceries so she wouldn't know about this.
Yeah.
And she goes, I mean, I thought he knew. He's always talking to Reagan, but maybe he didn't know because, of course, he's like, he loses it.
You think, Tamika? And,
yeah, he's like, I just freaking bawled my eyes out. Ask Doug. I just had my forehead in my hands. Ask Doug. And then he flips over his food. And then Doug does his favorite move, which is put his head in his forehead, or his forehead in his hands.
I feel so guilty. Meanwhile, we know that Jeff, this really was new news to Jeff because his hair has reverted to season one all of a sudden. Like, it was all nice, and then all of a sudden it's, like, weirdly curled and in different directions.
Yeah, Jeff has, like, anger status, static cling. You know, like, when he's angry, things just, like, go haywire, like a static cling commercial.
Because, you know, like, when the Hulk gets mad, when Bruce Banner turns into the Hulk, he does this thing, right, where he, like, he does that, like, bodybuilder thing, right, where he, like, clenches his arms together, like, right? And that's basically what his hair does. His hair goes, and it, like, curls up and, like, curls into itself.
Yeah. So he's like, what are you calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar? She's like, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I thought you knew and you're lying about it right now because, and so he's losing it. She's like, maybe he didn't know. And he's like, I've got to clean that plate up. I just threw a plate. They're moaning it.
I'm cleaning the plate. And then like Fedora Seinfeld was like, no, bro, I'll do it. I need to have a reason to be here.
It's like, I gotta clean it. She's like, we'll clean up that plate, okay, Jeff? Okay, okay. We gotta clear this up. We're gonna clear this up right now, okay? Because here's what's going on. For the past 2 months, your ex-wife, my best friend, have I mentioned that she's my best friend? Okay, because she's my best friend. I should know this stuff, and I don't know anything. I don't know anything. So I'm here with you. I'm with you. I'm on the same side as you, okay? Here we are, both looking like Bobo the freaking clown, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, like, she hasn't been telling us anything for forever, you know? And then Rachel just goes, yep. And then goes back to eating.
Yeah, it takes a huge bite.
And meanwhile,
the
Kelsey's
best part,
like,
of this is Rachel just eating through the whole thing.
Yeah, and just like surfacing to go, uh-huh, yep. And meanwhile, Kelsey's sitting in the corner with her mouth out and like her eyes bulging like, oh, no.
What are we going to do about this? So Tamika's like, Jeff's saying, oh, I need to clean the plate. I need to clean the plate, clean the plate, clean the plate, clean the plate. And Tamika's like, no, we're not afraid of you, Jeff. We're not afraid of you, okay?
Yeah.
So deal with it, okay? Because we love you. So you're going to have to deal with that. So nobody here is scared of you. Just sit down. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about how Breaking for God, I'm her best friend, okay? Have a seat. Have a seat.
And Jeff goes, I love you guys. I'm sorry. So then they're like, well, we want you to date a black girl now. They're like, yeah, you know, because they just know that will really piss off Reagan. So they're all laughing about that, and it's like happiness has been restored. By the way, I'm like crazy right now. I feel like there's something about starting an episode talking about like Tamika feeling like and Jeff in a fight, and I'm caffeinated, is like, has me in a crazy place immediately, like right out the gate. I'm like, I'm like possessed by Tamika.
I think it's really funny how it's like this huge thing and he's flipping plates, and then next week, and then it's this week, and it's like, okay, everything's okay.
Yeah. You know,
it's like immediately fine.
And then it's like, oh, by the way, I Jeff's like, guess what, guys? I have a surprise. I made a pinata. I'm like, wait. Pinatas are not really a Thanksgiving thing, I don't think. Also, like, the idea of, like, a pinata in Jeff's house is a little scary to me.
Well, everything else has probably been beat with a baseball bat anyway. You know, you might as well put something in there that deserves it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Jeff is mad, he probably goes in there and just throws everything around.
Yeah.
But it's also such a bachelor thing to do. It's like when Joey and Chandler move in together on Friends. So he's got like a big pinata hanging in the front room or whatever. So they all swing at it, and it goes down with one swing.
Yeah.
It's like totally open.
Not a good pinata. Also not a Thanksgiving themed. Like, at least if you're going to do a Thanksgiving pinata, I don't know, maybe a turkey. I don't know why he had like a little donkey. Maybe
yeah,
it was like
a gay rainbow donkey.
Maybe it was at first I thought, oh, this is going to be about like Reese, because he raises horses or pees around them. But it was just, like, I think it was the only pinata he could find.
Yeah, Thanksgiving isn't, like, peak pinata selling time, I guess.
And you know what? I'm okay with pinata shaming Jeff. I'm okay. This is our job as podcasters. Part of what we have to do is pinata shame people.
And he's like, well, John helped me fill the pinata. And John's like, yeah, okay, there's one thing. Okay, let me tell you what's in here. There's one thing that he had to work to earn. And the other thing is good for your kidneys if you're Tamika. And the other thing is good. What did he say? I don't think anybody
no
understood
one knew. He
what
was like,
he said.
And the other thing is... And that's when they're all like, Justin, can you translate that? Justin's like, and the other thing is sucking candies. Yeah, that, John's like, yeah, that's what yeah. I meant.
Justin's like, I don't even know what that meant. Like, I re-hurt my neck just listening, just trying to translate that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, basically, Cousin Jared goes, he's first up at the pinata, and just, like, with one thwack, it just all falls out on the floor. And Jeff is
like
just
money,
so mad.
Lube and pineapple liqueur.
Yeah. And Jeff was just, like, furious that he was not able to swing a bat at something at that moment. You could see.
I think it's all just stuff that Jeff has left in his junk drawer in the kitchen. You know?
He's going to be like, hey, guys, I found another pinata. It's all of Reagan's old china. He's just hanging it up.
Yeah. So now it's the actual Thanksgiving Day, and it's a holiday, so we only get everybody's cam. You know, it's like Barry cam.
Yeah.
And Tamika's like, oh, my God, it's Thanksgiving, but it's also my birthday. It's my birthday, but it's also Thanksgiving. So, huh? And we just cut to everybody's food, and I just wrote, this is a Ben Trigger scene.
Thank you. Thank you for... You know what, Ronnie? I've never felt so seen, okay? Because I was definitely like, Oh my god, that's like all my eyes. Like, you know, I was gearing up right now to be like, all that food, I just wanted to eat it all. Okay, like gumbo, I want to go to New Orleans for that. You know, I was ready to do that. So the fact that you just addressed that, I was like, I don't have to do it.
Well, it's every scene in this episode, because the first Friendsgiving, when Jeff finally comes downstairs, it's like close up of this food, close up of that food. Then it's Thanksgiving, close up of everybody's food over and over. It's like, now let's look at their food.
You know, it was good food. You know, it was all good food.
So after, I guess someday after, Reagan calls Jeff at home, and it's like, Doug sent me these weird text messages, and he's, like, refusing to tell me what happened. He's like, I can't be the one to tell you, but you're gonna hear it from everybody else, but, like, you need to know. Hey, Doug, you messy fucker.
Yes,
you started all of this, okay? You were already the one to say things.
You know, it's too early for me to say, Doug, go to Shut Up Mountain, but I think it's okay to be like, Doug, go to, Be Quiet Hill. Okay, like he's so messy, like aggressively messy in an oddly like milquetoast way.
Yeah, in an oddly producer kind of a way.
Yeah. So
go to Bounty Mountain because you are causing a lot of mess. It needs some spillage cleaned up, okay? So Reagan's like, "So, what happened? What happened?" And he's like, well, Doug was over here putting his head in his hands on Friendsgiving. And she's like, Friendsgiving? What is that? Friendsgiving? Who was over there for Friendsgiving? And he's like, everyone. It's like, everyone, that is not fair, Jeff. That is not fair.
He's like, I threw Friendsgiving. Like, I literally threw Friendsgiving at the wall. So, yeah, he's like, how is it not fair? It's my life. I'm allowed to have Friendsgiving. And meanwhile, they cut to this, like, cat, this random cat that's outside. And it's, like, at a side door, like, a window. And it's just staring in. And as the cat is staring in, we're hearing Reagan rant, like, it's not fair. This isn't, like, you know, like, it's not fair that I get to exclude me. I mean, like, what is this? Like, Doug is, like, sending me these weird text messages. And because this was all being said while we're looking at the cat, it kind of felt like the cat was saying it to Doug. And it felt like a cat had walked up to Doug. I'm not to Doug. To Jeff. And was like,
hey, Jeff, like, what's the deal? You have Friendsgiving and don't let cats in? Like, why is that? That's not fair. That's not fair.
Poor Jeff probably can't even look at a cat without hearing that.
Yeah.
He probably can't look at anything without hearing that. Jeff. So Reagan's like, he's like, well, I lost my shit because Doug pulled me to the side and told me that you're pregnant. It's like,
yes, I'm pregnant. I wanted to tell you, you know, but I didn't tell you, but I really wanted to, Jeff.
And he's like, well, that's not the time to tell me, dog. Like, he's like Randy Jackson.
Literally,
now.
It's literally a cat and dog scene. So, yeah, Reagan's like,
well, at least people are acting like they're concerned about you. I mean, I feel like I have no friends at this point. I'm just this lonely cat walking from house to house.
Yeah, Reagan, they're concerned about him because his wife was blatantly, obviously cheating on him in a separate apartment that she got while he was having mental breakdowns and then immediately got pregnant and is having a shotgun wedding on national TV, okay?
And Jesus on top Christ. Of that, like, you know, you're supposed to be, like, close friends with these people, and then you have, like, a hidden boyfriend on the side, and then suddenly you announce that you're engaged, and now you're pregnant, and these people feel like they don't know you, and so they are just sort of like, I don't know what the fuck is up with her. So they have just, and all you do is talk about the wedding, and now they're supposed to care about a wedding to a guy that they just met last week, and they're all like, this is too much. So they're like, so they're keeping their distance a little bit, and now you're mad at them for keeping distance when you're the one who actually, initially, kept your distance.
There you go.
Thank you.
And Jeff's like, well, we're about to fight, and this is why we're not married, and it wasn't fair. You know, it's not fair for you to get mad at me about Friendsgiving. And she goes,
it's not fair. Okay, you're right, it's not. I'm sorry you found out that way, because that's not a good way to find out, you know? You know, look, Jeff, I know this whole thing feels like it just spiraled out of control. I just don't know what to do.
I'm like, spiraled out of control. I'm done yelling at you, Reagan, okay? Everyone else has the rest of the episode.
I know.
She's like, this just happened to spiral out of control. And he's like, everything will be fine. It's like,
okay, bye.
Like, meow. So,
meow.
Yeah. Meow. She just has, like, the most, like, bored meow cat.
Meow.
So, now Reagan goes off to the warehouse district, and she's gonna have lunch with Tamika, who arrives at this restaurant, like, carrying a parasol and dressed like Pepto-Bismol. And Reagan's like,
yeah, I wrote crazy pink crop top Chico suit.
So they have, you know, obviously like awkward patter at the top of this lunch. Reagan's like, "How was your Thanksgiving?" Of course, and then Tamika is gonna be like, "Well, not only was it Thanksgiving, it was actually also my birthday. And everyone called me except for you. Like Barry called me, and like Gary called me, and Larry called me, but like not you, not Reagan. And I was like waiting on a call or text from you, and like you didn't call or text. So like."
Well, that's why I'm here now. I just want to know what's happening. I want to clear the air because I miss you, and it feels like something's happened. So what happened?
And she just stares at her, and Tamika's like, what part of not even texting me for my birthday do you not understand about what I just said?
Exactly.
You know, she's like, you didn't text me. You didn't text me on my birthday on Thanksgiving for a reason. She goes,
let me tell you why. It's because I didn't know that you were at my ex-husband's house on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She's like, because I was invited over. Why wouldn't I go?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, but, like, why is everyone at my old house without telling me? Like, nobody mentioned that they were at my fucking house. Like, wouldn't you want to tell me? I'm like, well, congratulations. This is how everyone felt when you, like, suddenly announced that you have a fiancé and a baby daddy.
Yeah, and she, Tamika's like, this is crazy that you think anyone had to call you about this, okay? That is, like, crazy. You're divorced. Get a clue, okay? Yeah. And she's like,
I feel like I don't have any friends right now. Like, I have a fiancé who pees in horse stalls and a sister, okay? That's that.
She's like, you did this to yourself, okay?
Yeah, Tamika's not having it at all.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to just sit here while you play the victim, okay? And then the waiter comes up. He's like, hi, I've got your appetizers. And Tamika's right in the middle of a sentence, and she's holding up her hands. You know how she does?
Yeah.
And she's holding up the hands, and she just pauses with her hands up in the air, and he delivers the food, and she's like, Yeah, okay, you did this to yourself. You're not the victim.
I was so impressed with her self-pausing DVR. I was like, wow.
I know it was like the Bravo glitch happened.
Yeah.
She just pauses.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloane, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'd love you to join me for a brand new podcast from Galaxy called Sorry, Not Sorry. I'll be talking about why all of us should be making more time for pleasure in our lives without feeling apologetic about it. I'll have some very inspiring guests joining me to discuss how they make time for pleasure and why we should be doing the same. That's Sorry, Not Sorry with Galaxy on iTunes, Acast, Spotify, and all good podcast platforms.
So Reagan's like, it happened because I've spent the last 3 years only caring about other people, you know? I've been miserable. You don't know what I went through. So now she's doing that whole thing. Basically, she's saying this is all because of Jeff, right? She had to take care of Jeff, and now she wants to have a moment for herself.
Yeah, and she's like, you're not even there for me. And then Tamika does that thing that people do that I hate when you're trying to argue with them. And while you're talking, they just go, same.
She probably does that to the waiter. So for a special today, we actually have some jambalaya,
Some
turtle soup, and some black shrimp. Like
you
do not have it. You're the customer. You do not have it.
So Reagan's like,
she just comes with her own food.
Yeah. Reagan's like, my wedding is like 3 weeks away, and Reese is like, is anyone gonna like stand here for you? Because like everyone really hates your guts.
And she's like, okay. So Tamika tells us, she goes, I haven't talked to Reagan in weeks. And she sends me a picture, okay? And look at this picture, okay? It's a dress. And I wrote back, what are these, bridesmaid dresses? And she writes back, yes, in champagne. And that was it. I mean, that was it.
Yeah. I mean, like, champagne? Like, why not a hurricane or a New Orleans hurricane or a French 75? You know what I'm saying? But why champagne?
Fucking Reagan. That is so Reagan. So then Reagan is crying now, and Tamika's like, I can't stand in your wedding. I can't stand in your wedding. Like, I don't even know him. Like, I don't know this. I don't even know what's happening. Like, I don't even know you. Who are you?
Yeah, like, what's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
Is. Who brought this in?
Yeah, what is this? What is this? Who are you? So Reagan's like, she's like bawling now. She's like, I'm sorry. That's all I can say at this point. Like, I didn't think it would impact people as much. I got caught up. I really am. I just want to enjoy it. I want all my girlfriends. I watched all my girlfriends have babies for years. Okay. I just want to. So, believe it or not, I actually understood that last point. She's basically been like, you know, I've had to sit here for years and years, watch everyone have babies, support everyone at all their fucking weddings, get all these bridesmaid dresses, and now I finally, it's like a moment for me, and no one wants to be there for me. That sucks.
Well, she went around about it, well, like, wrong way.
She did.
You know, it's like those people who, and boys and girls do this, when they get in a relationship and then you never hear from them again, and then they get broken up with, and they're suddenly calling you, like, why don't I have friends anymore? Because, okay? And I'm not just going to get dumped again.
Yeah. So Tamika, really living up to New Orleans Bethany reputation, she sees that now that she has finally reduced Reagan to tears, which is really all she wanted. Now she starts going, it's good. It's good. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, you're sicko for cabaret, but like, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
We'll move forward. It's good.
Yeah, you're a sicko for cabaret. If I hear cabaret one more time, I'm going to fucking kill you. But you know what? You're crying. So it's good.
It's good. It's good. You cried. I'm happy.
And Reagan goes, I really hope you'll reconsider being there for my wedding. And Tamika just looks at her like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going that far, cry face.
Yeah, exactly. So now Justin and his mom head off for brunch, and they sit down. I love Justin's mom because she just looks like she hates everyone around her at all times, but she smiles.
Yes,
which is my
smiling.
Favorite quality in a woman. So
and this also began with close-ups of food. They're like, "Look, waffles cooking."
Oh my god, so, I was
waffle
so mad.
Waffle batter. It's like, oh, poor guy.
Thank you for thinking of me at this difficult time. So Justin's telling his mom.
Did you hear me laugh, choke on my spit? I was like, I'm dying.
I choke on my spit all the time. All the time. I did it on the airplane yesterday. I was like, people around me probably thought I was demented. So Justin is talking about how he and Kelsey want to move forward to the next step and have kids together. And his mom is just staring at him like, we know
you're
this
wearing a
members
only jacket. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The mom's like, why are you doing this to me on camera? And she's like, I'm going to eat something light. And he's like, oh, well, I fell off the wagon a bit. And she just has a look in her eye like, well, thankfully, you know, a lawyer to sue that wagon maker. Okay. Like, seriously. So he starts talking about Kelsey, and I can't tell what the mom thinks about Kelsey because she's giving the right answers. She's like, well, I mean, if you're ready to get, if it's the right one, then you should get married, you know, do it, have babies. Is that scaring you? Am I scaring you right now? What's scaring you?
Yeah, well, but at the same time, she's saying things that also sound a little loaded. She's like, well, honestly, it should be very natural and normal for you and easy for you to move to the next phase. And so when you love somebody, you go for it. And obviously you're not. So when's she going to move out of my house? Thanks.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, you know what? You sit in the front row of your own life, okay? Right now your show sucks. So what are you going to do about that? Okay.
So guess what? You sit in the front row of your own life, and Rex Reed just said, your life is sadder than Gone with the Wind and Working Girl mixed together with... I don't know. I don't know.
What an odd man.
I don't know what Rex Reed would have said, but it would have been like
Melanie that. Griffith is like, I will never eat turnips again. Whatever the hell. So Justin's like, well, I've been thinking of seeing a psychologist. And she's like, that's a good idea. Because if she's the one, you sure don't want to lose her.
Yeah. His mom just hates everyone. So now we go to Barry and Tamika, and they're doing laundry, and they're talking about Hunter, because he is supposed to, that's their son, and he's, like, out with friends, and so Tamika's mad, because, like, Hunter's supposed to be on probation. Like, he's not on probation? Like, why is he not on probation? He's supposed to be on probation.
And Barry's like, well, I told him he could go out. And Tamika's like, hello, there's two parents in this house. And he's like, what Tamika doesn't realize is that I'm the one who put him on probation. So why would I ask her to take him off of probation? It's like, oh. Barry is basically asking to get his ass kicked right now.
Yeah. because she's your wife, okay? Like, just because you were the one who actually put him on probation. Like, he's like, I was the one who came up with the idea of punishing him for getting a speeding ticket. I was like, wow, what a revolutionary thought, Barry. You really have, like opened the door to new parenting techniques.
Yeah. And Barry thinks that Tamika's just too strict because she was a bad kid and she did a lot of bad stuff when she was young. But he thinks the best of everyone because he didn't do anything bad.
Right.
So that's basically that one. And she's like, have you talked to him yet about, you know, being pulled over the police and, like, you know, how to be a young man in this world? And he's like, no. It's like, are you going to?
She's like, I'm kind of sick of being the bad cop. Could you be the bad cop once in a while? Because I'm really sick of this. And put that damn laundry over in this pile, not over there.
I know, but it's like Tamika 2.0, so she's, like, totally different. She's saying this stuff, but then she's, like, just smiling at him, like, I'm gonna fucking kill you the second these cameramen leave, okay? But for now, I'm smiling.
She's like, this isn't even supposed to be part of the season storyline. It's just that you haven't done it yet, okay? Just please. Please, yeah. We're supposed to be fighting about something stupid, like Reagan's brooches.
Yeah. So then John is arriving at a place called Son of a Saint Mentorship. Yeah. And basically, he's going to do a show to unveil his two new paintings. So he's gotten kids from this mentorship program to do skits.
Yeah.
About what it's like growing up in New Orleans. And
yeah, it's like, it was like a nice scene, actually. Like, he's basically being a mentor to them because these are boys who don't have fathers. And he has two parents. And so, you know, he's like trying to be a father figure, etc. And, you know, it's like, nice.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't right. This is a John Moody scene. I should be able to make fun of it.
I know. I know. New Orleans does that. Southern Charm New Orleans does that. We're like, ha ha, they're fighting. She's stupid. They're dumb. And then they do something really, like, real. It's like, oh, Jesus, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, it definitely does not match normal Southern Charm. Because I don't think there's ever been, like, a thoughtful scene in regular Southern Charm. But here it's like, I'm sorry. Hi, Bravo. This is Ben from Watch What Crappens. You accidentally aired a scene where John Moody had a shirt on and was doing something good, and I can't make fun of it. Did you mean to do that? Thanks.
Yeah, hi. Could you stop making me feel things? That would be great.
Yeah, thanks so much.
So thankfully, this scene is followed up by Rachel shopping with Reagan.
Yeah.
And Reagan is just, you know, Rachel does not come to play. She will just give you a look like, like... Hi, I'm on camera with you. Is there a reason? And so Reagan's like, oh my God, look at those boots. God, you always look so amazing. Wow, this is great. And Rachel's like, you look pretty too. She's like, okay, well, point is, I've been really overwhelmed with all this crazy stuff going on, and I just want to know what's up with you, because I know I took kind of a step back from everyone, so, you know, sorry about that. And she's like, well, taking a step back is taking a step out.
Yeah.
Okay, Reagan?
And then Rachel, I think Rachel, I don't know why it cracked me up, because Rachel goes, let's have a seat, as if they were, like, sitting in her living room, but they're in a furniture shop. They're actually just, like, sit down at, like, one of the model living rooms. She's like, okay, I brought my eggs. How do we talk about this? Let's see. Hold these 5 eggs, and this time I also brought a side of salami. Can you balance that as well? Great.
Now, keep a fly swatter in your teeth. Are you ready? Do you understand how I feel now?
Okay, I have a small pitcher of Crystal Light. Can we add that to the stack? And yes, doing well.
Now, fry this bacon with your hair. Okay, do you understand how I feel?
Okay, here is a coffee yogurt, and we are just going to put that on your pinky. Perfect.
And you can tell Rachel's been through a lot of therapy just by the way she talks about everything. She's like, a step back is a step out. Now, that's not necessarily bad, because if that is good for Reagan as an approach to her life, then Reagan needs to do that for Reagan. Reagan's like,
well, okay, the point is, oh God, this fly swatter, can I take this fly swatter out of my mouth for a second?
She's like, okay.
She's like, but in order to do that, I have to drop one of these eggs. Is that okay?
She's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. And here are some Lincoln Logs, and we're putting these on your head for just for posture, nothing to do with the therapy.
So she's like, I was sad that I wasn't there on Thanksgiving. And she's like, okay, well, that's great. And then what happens once we walk out of this door? Because she's like, you're trying to shoot with me to get invited to places, and then you're never going to speak to me again. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what happens when we walk out this door. I'm going to call you. No, no. The question is more, are you going to keep those Lincoln logs balanced, or are they going to fall everywhere?
Yeah. I know I told you to balance Lincoln logs on top of your head on top of bacon, and the whole scene is really just confusing me now. Okay, I'm not really sure what to say.
You know what I like with eggs? I like some avocado. This is on top of your Lincoln log. Be careful.
So Reagan's like,
well, I just want us to just pick up where we left off like we have, you know, over the years. Can't we just move on?
And Rachel's like, sure, we can move on if... Now, look, I'm not going to fugazi with you. She goes,
what does that mean?
She's like, be fake. I'm not going to be fake with you.
So then Rachel basically is like, well, guess what? I'm in charge of the group trip this year, which is crazy since I'm not even a full-time cast member, but it's me. So guess what? We're going to Destin, Florida. Crickets, crickets.
Destin, Florida. Have they recovered from Nini yet?
I know, exactly. Destin, Florida, which is, I associate Destin, Florida with the rainy trip from Atlanta last season and an awful episode of House Hunters where this couple moved from Hawaii to Destin, Florida to be next to their couple friends, and the woman complained about popcorn ceilings in one of the houses. That's my association.
So she's like, well, we're going to Florida. You're totally invited, but I want you to know that I am inviting Jeff, and I don't want this to be about you three being uncomfortable, like... You know, and Reagan's like,
I would never want that. I would never want Jeff to be uncomfortable, which is why I moved out and started having an affair before I divorced him. You know, I just want Jeff to be comfortable.
I just want, you know, if I'm going to have an affair, I want to do it in an apartment in the city. So that way he doesn't feel uncomfortable by me bringing the guy to the house. And that's all what I've always been about.
Yeah. So, Reagan's like,
I gave up everything else. I'm not giving up my friends, too.
What did you give up, Reagan? Exactly. Yeah. How are you the victim here? And you know what? I'm not even a Reagan hater.
I'm not. I actually like her.
Yeah, I get, like, I don't think that if you're in an unhappy marriage, you have to stay forever. You know, I think she deserves to be happy and all that.
She's very smart. Yeah.
She's really laying it on thick this episode. Like, you're not the victim here.
Also, I'll tell you what she gave up. All of her Rococo furniture that's still stuck in Jeff's house. That's what she gave up.
Yeah, she gave up a lot of faux finished walls.
I'm like totally giving myself a pat on the back. Like, finally, I got a burn in on that Rococo furniture. But actually, the key thing here, though, is that Reese is not invited on the trip. It's only going to be Reagan.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's why she said, like, are you, like, it's just going to be only you. Which is very producer-driven, by the way, because honestly, you would think that they would actually want Reese there, because one of the issues is that people feel like they don't know him at all, so this would be a chance for people to get to know him. But, I mean, clearly what they want is they don't want... What Rachel's saying is, we want Reagan, we don't want Reagan and Reese. Like, we want, like we're sick of it's just you guys being this little couple that's off in the corner just talking about your wedding, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the thing.
So Reagan's like, well, I'm not giving up my friends. And Rachel's like, well, you know, sometimes people go in different directions. And if that's what happens and Reagan needs to do that, then that's what Reagan needs to do for Reagan to be happy.
Reagan's like, yeah, that's great. Can I take this lamp off of my forearm?
So then we go over to everybody getting ready to go to John's performance. So yeah. His unveiling. And everyone's getting ready. And then Kelsey, Justin, Reese, and Reagan go to a double date dinner. And Reagan's like,
I've been a pariah in my friend group, so the fact that they want to have dinner with me is really nice.
And Reese is like, Justin, you're not drinking. And he's like, I'm pregnant. Oh, ha, ha, ha. And then they don't show anything else from that dinner date.
The producers are like, you know what? No, this was a mistake. This was a mistake. We're just going to move on. So, yeah, so now we're at the show. People are arriving at this event space. And Tamika's talking to Robin, who's also their friend. She's the singer. And they're talking about, like, Tamika's telling Robin about the lunch that she had with Reagan, etc. And as they're talking, Tamika, like, John Moody's, like, behind Robin's back. And he's wearing this, like, tennis ball green Kyle Richards highlighter turtleneck thing.
Yeah.
And Tamika's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. John is wearing lime green turtleneck. Oh, my God. And Robin's like, no, he is not wearing lime green. No, he has a shirt out. She's like, he has a shirt. His shirt out. His abs are out. Like, he does not have a lime green shirt. I know he does not. It is too hot for that. And then she turns around. She's like, oh, my God.
Well, you got to love all these people laughing right to his face. They're like, yeah. Look at you. You're ridiculous.
Totally.
So then Reagan comes over, and she's wearing a crop top. Which is only, I mean, why shouldn't she? But it's just funny because she's pregnant. And she's like, feel it.
It's like getting to the point where it's uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to make this about my pregnancy, which is why I'm in a crop top. Feel it.
And Tamika's like, ugh. Look, I saw her cry, so I'm going to be nice to her, okay? Like, I don't know where to go from here, but she cried. So at least I'm trying to be a good friend, okay?
Yeah.
put some points down on the side of Tamika 2.0.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks.
2.0. So people are there. There's, like, Reagan and Jeff wind up having very awkward banter. You know, the typical, like, how are you? You know, like, whatever. They just don't really know what to say to each other.
She's like, hi, Jeff. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You dyed your hair again.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's a little darker.
Throw any dishes of food lately?
No, not since this morning, probably. But, yeah, it's been going pretty well.
So, we're going to go to Florida, huh? Well, I'm going to be driving with Robin. We're going to talk it out. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, great. I've already actually yelped some good gravel pits for me to run around in Destin, Florida. So, it should be a great, great trip.
So then it's time for the show, and John gives a speech, and he's like, to unveil my new paintings, I wanted to tell the story of New Orleans through my paintings, and I wanted to tell them through these kids.
And then people are, like, talking, so he's like, hey, Barry, can you quiet everyone down? And Barry goes, quiet! And then he just, like, smiles so proudly. He's like, yeah, I yelled.
I did it. It's my thing. Yelling really loudly. It's my thing.
He's like, yeah. Tamika's just, like, looking at him, like, so stupid. He doesn't even know where to put the laundry pile.
So they do these little skits about, there's four different skits. The first one is peer pressure, and the guys are like, you drink, man? And the kid's like, no, because I'm on a road to success. Yeah. It's very John Moody.
It was very cute. You know? It was like very much like a teen, like a teen/tween skit, you know? It was like really cute. It reminded me of like being in middle school again.
And then it gets darker and darker as it goes along, and I'm like, ey.
Yeah, because then there's like a skit, like one of the skits is like, one kid's an undercover cop, and it's like, one kid's like, hey, you got the stuff, I got the stuff, you're going to jail, you know, which is also like, again, it's like, it's totally taking me back to middle school, and then one skit, like, the kid, like, pulls out a gun and shoots the other one, which is like, whoa, and they cut to Kelsey, and she's like, she's like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
I know.
Kelsey's, but it's actually like, really nice.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Why are there so many skits about peer pressure?
Yeah. And so then they unveil the paintings, which, you know, we can say whatever we want about John Moody, but God damn, that guy's talented.
He really is. It was actually, by the way, the whole event was actually really lovely. I thought it was really nice. Yeah. And I thought the sentiment behind it, too, was really great as well.
Yeah.
Like, guys, be serious right now. This is what I think.
Yeah. So then the little kid is in a tux at the end, like it's his Oscar night, which is really cute.
Yeah.
And then John is mingling around with people, and a lady's like, I met you on Instagram. I was really excited to come.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, he's like, all right, I'm going to follow you back. And then he walks away from her. I was like, okay, well, he's still fake. So then Robin is hanging out with Reese and Reagan, and she's just going, babies, trying to get them to name their kid Robin. She's like, it works for boy or for girl, but for girl.
So then Rachel and Reese, so... Reese comes over to Rachel. She's like, would you like to talk? He's like, sure, let's sit down. I'm a gentleman. Let me just finish pissing all this bar, and I will join you. And done. Not even going to shake it off. Do not care about dots on the front of my pants. All right? Let's have a seat. He's like, so I heard that you and Reagan went to lunch and had a good talk. And she's like, we did have a good talk. You know, we had a real talk, okay? Because I was telling her, you know, how would you feel if you had a friend and you didn't know they were getting married, you didn't know they're pregnant, and then Reagan just runs over there.
Yeah.
She sees them talking, and she, like, runs over there, and she's like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on over here?
Reese is like, we're fine. She goes, is this a positive moment? And Rachel, this just, like, triggers Rachel. She just gets so mad. She's like, well, why wouldn't it be a positive moment? She's like,
well, he looks upset.
Reese goes, no, this is just how I look. I look disheveled all the time.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Like, disheveled and upset are the same thing.
Exactly. So, Rachel is just furious because she feels like it's so patronizing that Reese had to come over and, like, make sure that it was a positive thing and that, like, Reese was okay.
Yeah, and it was. That was really fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
So then Rachel was like, yeah, that's really a slap in the face, you know, walking up and saying it doesn't look positive. I'm talking to the guy. And she's like, Rachel, don't be ugly, Rachel. And immediately puts herself in the fucking victim position again. And Rachel starts getting really bitchy with her. She's like, oh, I haven't been nice to you, sweetie.
Yeah. Rachel's like, excuse me, bartender, can you give me that bag? Thank you. She just pulls out a bag of eggs. Like, here we go. 30 eggs, bitch. 30 eggs. Hold them all right now.
Yeah. It's like, you're basically 30 broken eggs on the ground right now. She's like, stop, Rachel. Oh, now I have to stop. I'm a grown woman. I'll stop when I want. And Reese is like, I just want to go back to the farm.
Yeah. So Tamika and Kelsey come over, and Kelsey's like, I'm just coming to listen. I'm not going to say anything. Which is hilarious, because of course she's going to say something.
Yeah. And Tamika's like, tell me, what are you talking about? Tell me. Oh, by the way, did you know that you're my best friend? Because you're supposed to be my best friend. And Reagan's like,
well, here's what happened. I saw them talking, and then
Rachel jumps in. She's like, and then she ran over here, and I guess she feels like I'm attacking Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm so tired of fighting. Why are you making this a fight? I'm so exhausted. I just don't understand why people have an issue with me.
And Rachel's like, really? Are you upset? Now you see how I felt when you walked up 5 minutes ago, bitch. Here's another egg. Another egg.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know what the answer to this is. Are we going to carry this on to next week? Are we going to have to do this? Reagan, just say you're sorry, okay? Because you just acted like an asshole. And now instead of saying sorry, you're making yourself the victim.
Digging a hole. Yeah, just say, oh, sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
And then, of course, Kelsey jumps in.
She's like, she wants to make things good with both of you. What would it take to make this friendship sing again?
Tamika's like, no. We're not just going to walk away with this all peaches and cream and everything's fine. And suddenly peaches are in cream and we're like, is this ice cream? What is this? We're going to talk about this. And Reagan's like,
Tamika, why do you have to be the counselor right now?
She's like, oh my God, this is what you do. And then Tamika, like, loses it on her.
Yeah, meanwhile, Rachel is literally putting peaches and cream on Reagan. You have to hold this now.
It's like balances, yeah.
So Tamika's like, you know, it's shit like that that you say that pisses off people. You know, like, I'm talking to you. If you don't like it, then walk away. Walk away.
Yeah. And she's like, Mary, I ain't gonna fight. And she's like, because you say the wrong shit, okay? Just get out. Walk away. I'm walking away. We're done here. We're done. You can leave. She's like, oh my God, it feels like you're dismissing me. Like, she's literally dismissing
you.
Yes.
Yes, you have actually been dismissed. You were actually dismissed about 10 minutes ago. You just didn't realize.
Yeah.
So, of course, now Reagan's like, I want to go home.
I want to see my doctor because I don't feel well and I want to go home.
And so, meanwhile, Reese is like, I don't know, peeing in a corner. And so Reagan's like, I want to go home. And Reese is like, but Doug just gave me a glass of wine. Can you sit down and have a glass of wine with me for a second? I'm like, Reese, she's pregnant. She's not going to have a glass of wine with you right now.
Yeah, he just wants her to watch him while he has a glass of wine while she's all upset.
I know. Either scenario, not good.
So then we go to Barry and Tamika's, and Barry finally has the talk with Hunter.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like, look, you know what? You're hot, okay? Like, let's face it. Yeah. You're hot. You have hair. I know you think you're great, okay? All these girls are after you, but you could have a baby, Hunter, and you're fucked, okay?
Yeah. So, don't, like, like wear a condom and don't have a baby and don't get in trouble with the law. And that's, you know, if you want to go, it was like, if you want to go to Miami or Los Angeles or something like that, don't do those things. So it was actually nice. It looked like Barry was getting choked up towards the end, which was, you know, warmed my cold heart.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of Southern Charm New Orleans.
Woo! Thank y'all for listening. See, I said y'all in the spirit of New Orleans. We are back tomorrow with some Below Deck Med. Remember to go to watchacrappins.com to buy tickets for our shows. Our next ones are in Charlotte and Nashville in September. And get that merch, that awesome, awesome merch. And then also go click around and explore our things like our Discord channel and our Crappins On Demand. There's all sorts of fun stuff for you to explore in the Crappins universe, okay? So go do that. And we are all going to talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs. And the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloan, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
This little piggy had more space. This little piggy ate well. This little piggy had things to do. This little piggy had a comfy bed. In fact, all these little piggies had a better life down on the farm. If you're cutting down the meat, fish, eggs, or dairy in your diet, and want to support farmers who are passionate about the welfare of animals, look for the RSPCA Assured logo. Eat less, eat better. And for more information, visit rspcaassured.org.uk.